Everyone has questions about money. Give us 2 minutes and we'll see if we can answer yours. Mike McCormick is a registered investment advisor in Bozeman, Montana. His clients have complicated financial lives that are put in perfect order and kept that way. The information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and cannot be construed as financial advice.
Everyone needs to save money for some future expense like college, retirement, inheritance, or gifting. What's the best way to save it? That's one of the most common questions. My goal is to not make it hurt any more than it has to, so usually the simplest answer is best to do what's easy. And it is always best accomplished with an automatic transfer of money from one account, your checking account, into a different account that's just set up to accumulate savings. From there, you can move it into an IRA, a college account, or a trust, or whatever its ultimate purpose may be, but having this safe account as an intermediary serves a couple of important jobs. First, you can claw it back if you need to. Setting up a savings program is empowering, and many people tend to get a bit carried away. So it's important to be able to access that money in an emergency without paying a penalty. So just use a simple savings account instead of something fancy. Also, this account doesn't have a debit card or an ATM card associated with it. It'll have a checkbook, but you put that someplace very safe that you can't get to it after a long night out. But it is this automatic transfer that is the key feature to saving real money. Not sure if you believe me? Think about this. The three largest stores of personal wealth, of individual net worth, are home equity, retirement accounts, and life insurance. What do they all have in common? Well, they're usually funded automatically out of your checking account with an ACH, some monthly contribution, to pay down your mortgage, to make a contribution to your retirement account. It never even hits your checkbook, usually. It happens before you even receive your pay. And then life insurance also is frequently automated. That's the power of the automatic contribution. So next time you wish you had extra money set aside to pay for something important, do something about it. Open up a new account at your local bank, set up an automatic transfer from your checking account into that account, have it happen monthly, look to increase that amount over time, and you will ensure that your savings goals are met with the least amount of pain. And thank you for the good questions.